Always look forward to a conversation with Caitlin Buss, Deputy Editorial Page Editor for the Detroit News. Caitlin, welcome. Always, as I say, always a pleasure.
Hey, Paul. Good to be with you.
Interesting. Couple of things to talk about. I mean, we can touch on Michigan State and the athletic director and presidency or Michigan. I mean, we can get back to all those things. But what we're really interested in right now is your story on the, I guess we call it an open mic, open camera moment with our governor, where she kind of admits blowing off public data center concerns. Talk to me.
Yeah, well, this was a real, you know, I still don't know how someone got into that event to record this specific conversation and everything and how it all came together. But yeah, she was, you know, basically caught saying we're used to people saying, you know, widely understood to be an expletive, no, and we do it anyway. So to me, that just kind of summarized her governing philosophy. I mean, it made a lot of sense looking back kind of at some of the decisions that she's made, which is, you know, I know there are concerns, I'm going to proceed anyway. And I think that's how she's governed. So it was an unfortunate moment. I'm surprised she hasn't clarified it, made any kind of statement about it. I think her philosophy is that ignoring it will make it go away, and that might happen. But I think we saw her real sentiments.
It's interesting because oftentimes people do have to make a decision. Do I make a big deal out of it and say something, or do I let it pass?
Mm-hmm.
And now she hasn't left for this next European trip, has she?
No, I think she's in the country.
Okay.
But right, I mean, this unfortunately, I don't think anyone is terribly shocked to hear it, you know, out of her mouth. And so that kind of puts in context, you know, has she been a governor that's made consensus decisions and really tried to get buy-in and persuade people of her opinion and her policies, or has she just kind of bowled through?
Caitlin, in Caitlin Buss, in your Detroit News story, for years, the governor has cultivated an image as a pragmatic problem solver who listens to stakeholders, builds consensus, and then follows the evidence wherever it leads.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of flies in the face of that. And to pretend that women can't brag, women in powerful positions can't brag like presidents or other men in powerful positions brag and sometimes get themselves in trouble by bragging. I keep thinking about President Trump coming off that bus with that Billy, whatever his name was. You know, who was she talking to, and was she trying to brag, saying we're used to people saying F no and then doing it anyway?
Yeah, I think there was probably some of that, right? I mean, these are huge, very influential CEOs with a lot of power. And she wants to be seen, you know, on that national stage in the way that she's kind of cultivated her image out there. And I'm sure, you know, she's a woman. I'm sure it's hard, you know, in a group of tech, you know, men-centered CEOs. Yeah, she has to throw her weight around. But I think it would have been great to have the people of Michigan, you know, behind her as well, and the people's concerns in that weight.
I think we're at a point maybe that you and I have just discovered and decided that we're at a point now where bravado knows no sex.
I think so. And, you know, I'm a woman. I mean, I get it. It's you, when you're in that world, you kind of have to play by those rules. And, but again, you know, this is something that's been widely, it's gone viral. I mean, I've seen it in a lot of places, and I think a lot of people may have heard it. So, you know, from a PR standpoint, I don't expect her to address this, but I think it's just unfortunate that we heard it.
We
can't put it back in the bag.
Do we have any idea of what her future plans might be? I haven't heard rumors.
I don't know at this point. And in all the prognosticating about president, it doesn't seem like she's going to meet the moment for Democrats there. I would be really surprised. I see her more behind the scenes as a power, you know, broker in the Democratic Party on the national stage moving forward. I don't know that she'll land a high profile spot like she's had in Michigan, because again, once they dig down deeper past her national profile, they come up against these roadblocks of her accessibility, of her transparent, you know, all these things that people in Michigan have, some of us have commented on.
Caitlin Buss, Deputy Editorial Page Editor for the Detroit News, something we haven't talked about, and that is very quickly, I had Michigan House Speaker Matt Hall on earlier. I'm kind of disagreeing with him, calling for a better deal before opening of the Gordie Howe Bridge. I was against the deal on the Gordie Howe Bridge from the beginning. I was like the lone voice in the wind. Now they're trying to change the deal we agreed to and signed off on. Do you think that's right?
No, I don't like moving goalposts. And we agreed to the terms, even though they're not great.
They were bad back then.
Yeah, I don't know what's gone into the delay, but I think we're starting to get a sense. And, you know, it sounds like there's no quick solution.
Boy.
But Matt Hall's new to this part.
Yeah, I said, Matt, it's not your fault. You didn't sign the deal.
Yeah.
And then he mentions that we had a great deal with the Blue Water Bridge. Well, then why didn't we just duplicate the Blue Water Bridge deal between Canada and the U.S.?
Yeah, there's some continuity that needs to be maintained. And I think that's been a problem here in Michigan, right, with our back and forth on policies for business.
Yeah. Caitlin Buss, Deputy Editorial Page Editor of the Detroit News, all-round good guy. All right, I'll say it. Good gal.
Thanks, Tom.
The different things she does. Thank you, Caitlin.
Great to be with you. Bye-bye.
Always great to have you on board. 129 at WJR.